This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There is a building sense of anticipation here in Washington over the promised release of the report of the special counsel probe into the 2016 presidential election. U.S. Attorney General William Barr says the Justice Department is preparing a redacted version of the report to allow its release to Congress and the public. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
Attorney General William Barr plans to deliver to Congress a version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation by mid-April. Barr sent a letter to Senator Lindsey Graham and Congressman Gerald Nadler on Friday. Graham chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. Nadler chairs the House Judiciary Committee. In his letter, the Attorney General says he wants the public to be able to read Mueller's findings. Barr says the Mueller report is nearly 400 pages long. Mueller submitted his confidential report to Barr on Friday, March 22nd. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump in Florida said he has faith in his attorney general.
This was a hoax. This was a witch hunt. I have absolutely nothing to hide. And I think a lot of things are coming out with respect to the other side. But I have a lot of confidence in the attorney general.
Gaza's health ministry says a 21-year-old Palestinian man was shot dead by Israeli forces early Saturday morning near the border fence. It happened just hours before planned mass protests marking the one-year anniversary of the weekly demonstrations along the fence. This day is also recognized as Land Day by Arab residents of Israel. It commemorates the 1976 deaths of six who were protesting Israeli expropriations of Arab lands. The Taliban have captured a strategically important northeastern district in Afghanistan and inflicted fresh casualties on government forces elsewhere in the country. Fighting has intensified across many Afghan provinces with the advent of spring. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the latest action killed at least a dozen Afghan police and security personnel. This is VOA News. While Britain remains entangled in a promise to leave the European Union without a workable plan, the White House says President Trump is eager to cut a bilateral trade deal with London. Hours after British lawmakers rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit separation plan for a third time, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton told reporters, when the British extricate themselves from the EU, the United States will be standing beside them. He said President Trump has empathy for Theresa May.
It should be a matter of profound regret to every member of this House that once again we have been unable to support leaving the European Union in an orderly fashion.
Friday's vote came on the day Britain was originally scheduled to leave the European Union. The action puts Prime Minister May's political future very much in doubt. Opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn.
There has to be an alternative found. And if the Prime Minister can't accept that, then she must go, not at an indeterminate date in the future, but now, so that we can decide the future of this country through a general election.
The European Council has called for a meeting to discuss all this on April 10th. Aid agencies in central Mozambique are recovering more bodies in the aftermath of Cyclone Idai, and there is growing concern over a danger to the living, cholera, Environment Minister Celson Correa.
Our main concern now is make sure that we avoid an outbreak of cholera. So we will be vaccinating 800,000 people.
It is difficult to get an accurate death toll in the cyclone-ravaged nations of Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. But at this point, most estimates are in the hundreds. Voters in Slovakia are heading to the polls today in round two of the country's presidential election. Zuzana Kaputova, a 45-year-old environmental lawyer who champions gay rights and opposes Slovakia's ban on abortion, won over 40% of the ballots in the first round 2 weeks ago. AFP, the French news agency, reports that recent polls indicate she may gain at least 60% of the vote today. Kaputova's opponent is 52-year-old European Commission Vice President Markos Šefčovič, who built his campaign on traditional family-oriented values. A Kaputova win would mean Slovakia's first female president. A Brazilian judge has blocked President Jair Bolsonaro's plans to hold a Sunday celebration to mark the 1964 coup that established a military dictatorship in Brazil. But the judge said the widely criticized observance was not compatible with the process of democratic reconstruction. Brazilian citizens have been organizing through social media to mount demonstrations on Sunday against the military dictatorship and to remember its victims. Bolsonaro has on several occasions expressed his affinity with autocratic rulers. Gene Randall, VOA News.